like me. Because what's important is that I like myself, or even better, love myself and don't fit into the mold of you or anyone else. Hey you, I saw you grimace. Yeah, because perhaps I don't fit into your ideal body image, but see, I don't care. If it's what you don't like, you can just go ahead and bite. Bite this. Yes, this. What's this? This is a script designed by a person who is not in touch with real womankind. That same person who told me that my BMI was seriously TMI. When I was told about my body mass index, it only made me vex to be told that my body fat was 36.6 and my waist was too thick and I'd have high blood pressure, diabetes, and many other illnesses, to which I replied, I just had a physical and I don't suffer from any of those things. And who sat down and decided that I was obese based on a scale that was not designed for all women? So again, I say, bite me! And our TV and film industry are a huge part of our young women's identity, and young girls want to grow up and be what they see. But somehow the context of beauty and what is beautiful has been misrepresented, and there has been a misappropriation that is affecting many nations of young girls. Yes, girls from around the world are identifying with someone else's beauty, not seeing enough images of women that look like them, or who might have, God forbid, a spot or a scar on their chin. And this is not good if these ideals are coming from Hollywood, because Holly ain't too good. And her face for the age of 76 isn't looking quite like it should. African women have had full lips and beautiful hips and butts that jut out for years, and now Hollywood, or as I say, Holly ain't good, has decided that she wants this, to look like this, to have all of this. Commercials on TV with women much older than me who have flawless skin, and they say it's from some skin regenerating cream and not the plastic surgeon. And to all of this, I say, bite me. I am conflicted because I know that not all women are the same and that beautiful can be called by so many different names, because all cultures are beautiful and all women are beautiful, and people who come in different shapes or sizes that have flat butts or nice round thighs or those who have full lips or those who are a size 16 and even higher are also beauty queens. So to all of this, I say, women, just be happy with who and what you are. Because loving yourself from the inside out will surely get you far. And if anyone tries to fit you into a mold, and then please remember these words that you've been told. Hey, you, bite me. You don't even have to like me, because what's important, or even better, is that I love myself and that I live this life for me and not for anyone else. And yeah, you, I saw that grimace just because I didn't fit into your perfect body image. But see, I don't really care because I really, really like me. And so to everyone else, I just say, bite me!
My name's Amani, and I'm based here in Toronto, and I do spoken word and wear a lot of other hats too. Yeah.
So we actually listened to both your poems today, and there seemed to be like a sense of frustration that comes out of them. Well, you were like, the images, the media is feeding us these images, we don't like these, you know, bite me. That one seems
okay. I mean, for me, I really wasn't frustration. I usually have sort of, I guess, a tongue-in-cheek sense of humor, but it was called Bite Me because that's the name of the festival, so I actually wrote the piece for this. And I think probably what you heard is that, I mean, I don't really swear and I don't do those things, and it actually felt very liberating to just say those words, like, bite me, you know, because in it I talked about the body mass index and all those types of things, and that really happened to me at the gym this week, where he's telling me all the things that are going to be wrong with me and what I weigh, and I know that I'm fine, so, but it was definitely wasn't frustration. It's just really telling the story and using those words to just say that to people. You know what? It doesn't matter what you say about me. Bite me.
So instead of frustration, can we say like a kind of passion instead?
Oh yeah, I mean, definitely. I would say that I'm passionate about anything I write about, because it's, you, even if I'm writing something for someone else, or once it's relatable to something I've gone through, or especially something that relates to young women, then you will hear that passion, because I work with youth. I've always worked with youth since I was a youth, and I feel as an adult looking at the images on television, I can sort of differentiate what's right or what's wrong or what's crazy, but so many young people are influenced by this, and they think, you know, this is how you're supposed to be and this is how you should dress and all those types of things based on what they see.
So we were just asking some of our previous interviewees, like, what was their pivotal experience when they decided, you know, I'm not going to feed into this media machine anymore?
You know, it's for me, I don't know if there's a pivotal experience. I know personally, it's something, I have another piece I didn't do today called Flat Belly Blues, and the theme of that really is that even though you don't want to be influenced by a lot of these things, a lot of times it still happens because it's being drilled at you. But personally, you know, like when the trainer said that at the gym, I mean, I didn't care. Like, I know that I'm not obese, but if you look up the body mass index scale and I punch in my weight, it will say that I'm obese. So that's, yeah.
But a lot of young women are still really, really influenced by this, and they're really influenced, and I guess they kind of feed into this thing so much. So what kind of words would you give them to help them out?
I work with youth all the time, and I mean, I think the main thing is when you learn who you are and you're comfortable with yourself, it sort of doesn't matter what things happen around you. I mean, and it's whether it's from fashion to people not, you know, intelligence isn't cool, or the things that people don't think are cool, is always stressing to them that it's okay, it's fine to be intelligent, it's fine to be a woman of color and intelligent and stand out in school. And, you know, a lot of times certain young people, they prefer to be noticed for the negative things. So it's kind of showing them that, you know what, you can still get attention from doing something positive. And I was one of those kids, you know, that was a bit out of control and a bit of a tyrant and stuff back in the day. And it was learning about my culture and learning the love for the arts that helped turn me around. So, you know, I always say it would be great if I could just do a poem and save the world, right? But I think that if I would say if one person listened and they heard something different that made them think, then I'm doing my job.
So why do you think that body image is such a hot topic? And why is it so prevalent in the media?
I don't know why, but I mean, let's just look at television, right? So if I just glimpsed at TV this week, so I can tell you what I saw. I saw the Kardashians. Khloe, it was just like a clip of something, was talking about her body weight and how she was too big and her husband was walking off, and I don't know what size she is. She looks like maybe she's a size 9 or something, which is normal. And I just think a lot of it does come from Hollywood and television, these images of beauty, what it means, you know, being small, you know, models and people that are battling with anorexia and bulimia so they can fit into this size 0, size 1 image, which is not a natural, you know, a great body weight. For if that's your natural weight, fine, but that's not something you should strive to be. And from doing this work for years, I never used to see it so much in young women of color, but it's actually very prominent in a lot of different cultural communities now. But it's from television. I mean, watch your videos, watch any reality TV show, that's always a topic.
So do you hope to fight this stigma with your poetry?
I mean, I've been doing this for a while, and I mean, I guess I probably wouldn't say it that way, but what the way I verbalize it is that I'm glad that I have the medium to express myself this way. So I'm glad if something bothers me or if I get angry about something, I'm not going to go and tear anything out. I'm going to go and take my pen. I'm going to, like I say, take my rage to the page and then to the stage. So I'm glad that I have that way to express myself.
So just as a final question, why do you think it's so important to work with youth?
Oh my goodness. Because when, I guess from having the experience that I had when I was younger and having a brother who was in the arts, who's kind of the person that changed the path I was heading down, because I went through the experience of being in a group that enhanced my self-esteem and made me feel stronger, I know how that changed me. So I always tell people it's just as simple as stopping and talking to a young person that you might not have talked to before, or not being afraid. And it's hard sometimes to not be, because all the images we see on television tend to incite fear because it's so negative. But a lot of times if you talk to those same group of guys, like, they're just regular teenagers doing what teenagers do. So I just, it's important. I mean, I'll always keep doing it, but it's not everybody's thing. So I think everybody has the role that they play in society, right?
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Bite me!